The first reading today, we hear this prayer that the prophet Daniel prays, and we have to remember that this prayer was made while the people were in exile. So they're now in Babylon because of their disobedience, because of their rebellion against God. And this is exactly what the prophet is praying about. And so he said, look, we're shamefaced. We've done evil. We've broken your commandments. We've done all these horrible things. Justice is on your side. And yet at the same time, he prays for forgiveness. He prays for mercy. Not because it's something that is deserved, but simply because God is merciful. And he has chosen these as his own people. And so even though he, as a matter of justice, but really as a matter of charity, is allowing them to be punished for what it is that they have done. We look around, we're going to see the exact same thing. You see the trouble that is brewing. It's because we have ignored the law of God. And he allows these things, and we could look at it as a punishment, but really it's about charity. He allows it to bring us back, because if we misunderstand what mercy is, as we tend to do, we tend to think justice means we're going to get clobbered and mercy means we're just going to be let off. And so we think, well, God is merciful. He's just going to let me off. And so I can just do whatever I want. He's just going to keep saying, oh, that's okay. It was okay for you to do that. That's okay. No, that's not what mercy is about. And so God allows these difficulties to bring us back, to wake us up and help us to recognize that we have gone astray, that we, as the prophet Daniel said, that we have sinned, that we have been disobedient, that we have not followed the law of our God. The Lord has laid everything out for us, and we've just ignored him, and we've gone our own way. Now, as things continue to work their way through in the church and in the world, that's one thing, and we're just going to have to deal with that. In the meantime, we have to look at our own lives, because we have people. Again, you look at the prophet Daniel, you look at his companions, Hananiah, Azariah, and Mishael. These were good, holy, upstanding people. But they were brought into exile along with the people who weren't so good and holy and upstanding. But in the midst of it all, they were able to continue to worship God, to continue to be faithful, to continue to pray. That's what God is going to ask from you and me. We can look at it and say, as a country, but certainly the whole world, has gone astray. And we can't just look at it and say, well, okay, because all of those people have done this, thankfully I haven't. I'm so much better than them. Nothing will happen to me. God can take care of them. No. We're all going to get it together because we've all sinned. None of us can sit back and say, I'm innocent and those awful people out there, maybe we haven't done some of what some of those people have done, but that doesn't mean we're innocent. And so God will allow whatever is coming to befall the good and the bad, the just and the unjust. And that will be a test for all of us to see if we will remain faithful, if we will continue to do what we should be doing. And so what's that? The Lord says, stop judging, stop condemning, forgive, give. Those are the things that he's going to be asking us to do in the midst of the troubles. To be able to say, if I am going to be a follower of Christ, I have to live that. Not only when it's easy, but especially when it's hard. And so as things continue to become more difficult, we're going to get squeezed a bit. And the question is, in the midst of getting squished, are we still going to be patient? Are we still going to be kind? Are we still going to be forgiving? Are we still going to be merciful? Are we still going to be charitable? Whatever, you can fill in the blank and look at your own life and say, okay, what are the struggles that I have? What is God asking of me in the midst of all of this? Because all of us are going to go through this together. And we have to acknowledge our own sins, our own disobedience, our own brokenness, and our own weakness. And that this is how God is going to make us saints. And what the world needs now more than anything is saints. And that's what God wants from people like us. He wants us to become saints. Not because we're better than anybody else, but actually because it's just the opposite. But God brings good out of evil. And so from our own sins and from a society that has gone completely astray, God is going to raise up the greatest saints that the world has ever seen. Now, that's obviously with exception of our Blessed Lady and Saint Joseph and Saint John the Baptist, maybe a couple of others. But we are going to see in our day the greatest saints in the history of the church. There is no reason in the world why you can't be one of them. The question is, in the midst of it all, how are we going to handle this? Are we going to continue to pray? Are we going to continue to trust? Are we going to continue to strive to do the will of God? Are we going to bring His love and His mercy into the world? All those things, again, we can go right down the line. That's what the Lord is looking for from us. So we can get angry and we can despair and we can be frustrated and we can be hopeless and we can be scared or whatever. What good is any of that going to do? Zero. The world doesn't need any more people who are scared and angry and miserable. We've got plenty of those. The world needs saints. People who are united with Jesus, people who are dependent on Jesus, people who are filled with the love of Jesus. We know Him. We need now to love Him, and we need to bring that love into the world. Does the world deserve it? No. Do you and I deserve it? No. It is a gift that God has given. And what's He asking us to do with that gift? If He has given that gift to us, He wants us to bring that gift to others. So that's what we need to be preparing ourselves for now, to begin putting this into practice, because things are going to continually get worse and worse as we go along here. So we don't need to panic. We don't need to be afraid. We don't need to be angry. We need to pray. We need to rise up. We need to be about doing the will of God. And we need to bring the love and the mercy of God into a world which knows neither.